Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. That concert tonight at the St. John in the Wilderness in Copaic Falls at 5 o'clock is sold out. I'd like to thank you in advance. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall at 7 p.m., the Board of Finance will hold their meeting. Christ Church Episcopal in Charon will continue its free drive-through school supply giveaway this Saturday at 9 South Main Street, starting at noon, lasting until 1:30 or whenever the supply is depleted. Those attending must wear masks and stay in their vehicles. Church members will bring bags to visitors when they pull in the driveway. The bags are generously supplied to start off the new school year. Among the contents are pencils, pens, notebooks, binders, rulers, scissors, markers, glue sticks, snacks, and more. For more information, 860-364-5260. Berkshire Bach, Baroque Music in the Berkshires, their 2020-21 season, a sneak preview of their 30th anniversary, is coming up on Saturday at 3 p.m., a fundraiser at a private home in Hillsdale, New York. It's Mozart. For more information, contact their website. Community Partnership Mass Food Distribution, where you receive food, fresh fruits and vegetables and other items, will be held August 31st at 10 a.m. while supplies last at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham. Don't arrive before 10 o'clock in the morning. Arriving early will cause traffic and crowding. Food will be given out beginning at 10 o'clock. If you're driving, stay in your car. If you're walking, practice social distancing and wear a mask. Adhering to those instructions will allow them to distribute food in a quick and timely fashion. It's part of the Catholic Charities Mobile Outreach Vehicle Extension Program. Noble Horizons offering a free four-week CNA-certified nursing assistant training course that starts on September 1st. The course meets daily from 8 to 4, includes both classroom and clinical work. Students who successfully complete the course, including the final exam, will qualify as a certified nursing assistant and are guaranteed a job at Noble Horizons. Anybody interested can contact Noble's Director of Nursing, Molly Tanner, at 860-435-9851, extension 120. The Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church on Route 22 in Amenia, will have their bag sale from 10 till 2 on Wednesday, September 2nd and Saturday, September 5th. The thrift shop will be closed on Wednesday, September 9th to restock and reopen for business at 10 a.m. on Sunday, September 12th. You're invited to stop by. Two Torrington restaurants have closed temporarily after staffers tested positive for COVID-19. The city has seen no additional surge in COVID-19 case numbers in recent weeks, but two restaurants recently closed after staffers tested positive for the virus. Dos Amigos and Pizzeria Marzano were closed. Both restaurants had a staffer test positive for COVID-19. The restaurants announced via Facebook. Pizzeria Marzano at 1315 East Main Street posted it was remaining closed that day. The restaurant initially slated Sunday it would be closed Monday to allow for deep sanitizing for both its indoor and outdoor dining areas. Marist has suspended 15 students for violating rules at an off-campus party. The 15 students were suspended for failing to follow coronavirus guidelines at that party, and the school's president is raising the possibility that the campus could be closed with all instruction shifted online. The suspensions come as colleges in the Hudson Valley and across the nation are welcoming back students to attend classes as they live on and off campus, but with restrictions designed to curb the pandemic. But problems like the one with Marist have been emerging. At Syracuse University, hundreds of freshmen gathered August 19th on the quad, and 23 students were suspended. A message from Marist Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students, Deb DiCaprio, posted at marist.edu, says, quote, "This incident is being thoroughly investigated by the Office of Student Conduct. All students involved have been suspended on an interim basis from the college, and they may risk of being sent home for the entire semester," end quote. Residents of Danbury being urged to take precautions. Officials have described a serious outbreak over the past couple of days. State health officials issued a COVID-19 alert Friday night, recommending that residents stay home, avoid unnecessary outings, limit indoor gatherings, and avoid attending church services. It was also urged people to cooperate with contact tracers and to get tested immediately if they feel they've been exposed, and also to self-quarantine for 14 days if they test positive. The alert came days after a spike in cases led the city to cancel youth sports league. The state reported the city of roughly 85,000 has had nearly 180 confirmed cases from August 2nd to the 20th, compared to 40 new confirmed cases in the previous two-week period. The mayor told the News Times that 44 new cases were reported on Friday alone. A spike in the coronavirus cases in Danbury has prompted Western Connecticut State University to temporarily move all classes online and bar students from returning to residence halls for at least 2 weeks. Nearly 900 students were expected to begin moving into dorms on Sunday, but the school president announced the new restrictions. About 60 students who moved in early are being told to stay on campus for the next 2 weeks, and commuting students must stay off campus. The 11th annual Out Hudson Pride Parade and Festival, which had been scheduled for September 26, has been canceled. It's the first time in 10 years that Out Hudson director Rich Volo, also known as Trixie Star, had to cancel a Pride event in Hudson. The Out of This World themed event cannot safely move forward, organizers said in a statement. It was the most sound decision based on what we know as a public health professional, said Out Hudson director Charles Ferrucci, who also works as a program manager at the New York State Health Department. Well, it was only 3 years ago that Millbrook was in the state semifinal and among the most distinguished football programs in Section 9 in New York. But the program, like many other teams representing small schools and small towns, has felt the pinch of declining football participation. Millbrook held on for as long as they could, perhaps even longer than they should have, clinging to the hope that the Blazers could continue to compete as a traditional football team. Last year, it became obvious that wasn't possible, and the program joined the section's 8-man football league, a format structured to provide depth to teams that otherwise would be shorthanded. And depth is still a concern after a rash of injuries derailed what initially looked like a promising season last fall. It's why now Millbrook has merged its program with Weebatok High School and expects to debut a combined football team if and when the season is played.
Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find Morgan's on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 60 points to 28,248.44 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 11,466.47, and the S&P 500 at 3443.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.